still a long way from Paris. Nothing but the production of the afflicted Gabelle's letter from his prison of the Abbaye would have got him on so far. His difficulty at the guardhouse in this small place had been such that he felt his journey to have come to a crisis, and he was, therefore, a little surprised, as a man could be, to find himself awakened at the small inn to which he had been remitted until morning in the middle of the night. Awakened by a timid local functionary and three armed patriots in rough red caps with pipes in their mouths, who sat down on the bed.
"Emigrant," said the functionary, "I am going to send you on to Paris under escort."
"Citizen, I desire nothing more than to get to Paris, though I could dispense with the escort."
"Silence,"
growled a red cap, striking at the coverlet with the butt end of his musket.
"Peace, aristocrat."
"It is as the good patriot says," observed the timid functionary. "You are an aristocrat, and must have an escort, and you must pay for it."
"I have no choice," said Charles Darnay.
"Choice! Listen to him," cried the same scowling red cap, as if it was not a favour to be protected from the lamp iron.
"It is always as the good patriot says," observed the functionary,